那这一段圣经是讲到十六世纪改革运动后教会的末期。
This part of the Bible is describing the 16th century, the condition of the church after Reformation.
这个 start 的意思就是剩余的百姓。
Start is means the remnant.
就好像在旧约，以色列被掳到巴比伦，他们回来了，但是回来就是少数一些。
It's like in the Old Testament that the Israelites have been captured in Babylon, but only the remnant returned.
所以可见教会曾经被掳到巴比伦。
So you see that the church has been captured to Babylon.
那这就是为什么在前面就讲到推亚推拉的教会。
So that's why before that the Bible mentioned about Thyatira.
那推亚推拉的教会是什么时候说的呢
？So when was the time of Thyatira?
那么主要跟他们得胜者有关系。
It has to do with an overcomer.
主说得胜者我要把晨星赐。
So the Lord says that the overcoming ones I'll give him the morning star.
那晨星出现的时候就是最黑暗的时候。
So when the morning star show up, that's before the darkest moment.
所以证明推亚推拉教会就是叫教会最黑暗的时候。
That means the moment of the Thyatira is the church was into the darkest moment.
他们一点福音的光都看不见。
They had no light about the gospel.
他们要得救要买赎罪券。
If they want to be saved, they have to buy the ticket of indulgence.
那个时候圣经是用链子把它链起来。
So at that time the Bible was chained by chains.
所以教会的确在黑暗里面。
So the church was fallen into darkness. But we thank the Lord.
借着三个人最少，一个是马丁路德。
There were three people. One is Martin Luther.
那中间这个就是加尔文。
This is Calvin.
这就是慈惠。
That's Wingley.
马丁路德在德国。
Martin Luther was from Germany.
那么这两个人在瑞士。
And these two were from Switzerland.
因为瑞士分两部分。
Because there were two parts of Switzerland.
一个部分讲法语的，一部分讲德文。
One speaks French, one speaks German.
所以我们知道加尔文就在法文的世界。
So we know that Calvin was in the world of French.
慈惠里呢就在瑞士的德语世界。
And Zwingli was in the part of Switzerland that speaks German.
所以神就借着他们把教会就带回了耶路撒冷。
So God used them to bring the church back to Jerusalem.
所以从此以后教会就称作撒底。
So ever since then the church is called the Church of Sardis.
不过不要忘记，这已经很难得。
But do not forget that it's actually very unusual.
本来什么光都看不见。
Because before that they have no light.
教会充满了偶像。
The church was filled with idols.
现在有光了。
Now they have light.
不过神还是不满意。
But God was not satisfied.
因为这只是开始。
Because this was only the
beginning. 神的工作一定要继续下去。
God's word has to be continued.
如果他们到今天他们还对的话。
If until today they're still right.
轮不到我们在这里做见
证。We will not be here to give testimony.
所以就证明说今天我们在这里聚会。
So you see that when we are gathering here today,
因为神的工作没有完。
Because God's work is not finished.
当时五百年前，真是五百年前。
Just exactly 500 years.
你看到1517年的时候。
That 1517.
那就是10月31号那天。
It's October 31st.
马丁路德不就是在礼拜堂前面就钉了95条吗
？So you see that Martin Luther nailed 95 theses on the wall of the church.
那是1517年。
That was 1517.
你加上五百年，就2017年，就明年。
If you add 500 years, that's 2017.
所以这个故事呢，可以说是五百年。
So you see the story starts from 500 years ago.
但是圣灵要解释。
But the Holy Spirit wants to explain what it's
like. 和我们的解释不一样。
It's not the same as how we explain.
我们读了改革运动，我们知道有这么一个人叫马丁路德等等等等。
We read the story of Reformation and we know Martin Luther.
但神有他的解释。
But God has his own
explanation. 他解释怎么说呢
？How did he say?
那有神的七灵和七星的时候。
And to the one that has the seven spirit and the seven stars.
所以教会的性质，第一，它是属灵的。
So you see that the significance of the church, one is that spirit.
教会应该被圣灵充满的。
And the church has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就告诉我们说，教会是属天的。
You see the seven star, that means church is heavenly.
现在撒底比从前进步太多了。
Now Sardis has progressed from the past before.
但是神所注意的教会是属灵的教会，还是属天的教会？
But God wants a spiritual church and a heavenly church.
什么都是对的。
Everything's right.
但是神说你们什么都是死的。
But God says that everything is dead.
所以他说我知道你的行为。
So he says that I know your deeds.
按名你是活的。
To the name you're alive.
改革运动的名字响得很。
The Reformation, the name of Reformation.
全世界都知道改革运动。
Popular that the whole world knows about.
但是呢，其实。
But actually it's dead.
在教会里面有很多的规条没有错。
So there are so many rules in the church.
现在真理一点也没有错。
And they have accurate truth. That
什么都是对的。
Everything's accurate.
什么都是死的。
So、everything's dead.
所以现在我们就清楚了。
So now we have to be.
在我们来看，改革运动已经了不起的运动。
When we see the work of Reformation, something great.
但是神没有满足。
But God God was not satisfied.
所以下面怎么说呢？
So what did he say?
你要惊醒。
You have to be watching.
意思就不要睡着了。
That means that you should not fall
asleep. 人很容易就睡着了。
Because we are easily falling asleep.
如果你睡着，主就把你唤醒。
If you're falling asleep, the Lord will wake you up.
坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
Strengthen the ones that are remaining.
衰微什么意思？就是几乎快死了，没有力气了。
So the ones who are weakened, you have to strengthen them.
因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Because I have not found your word perfect before God.
什么都开始，什么都没有结束。
Everything started, but it's not finished.
因信称义讲得很好。
Justification by faith is something sounds great.
那是礼拜天上午的。
That was only belong to the Sunday.
礼拜天下午大家就回到世界去。
But Sunday afternoon, everybody returned to the world.
所以这个时候，这就是神对于撒底所说的。
So this is the word that God talks to of the church.
那么在撒底，神就呼召得胜者。
So in Sardis, God called the overcomers.
那这些人做什么呢？
What did they do?
就是叫这些死了的人能活过来。
So God wants the dead ones to be alive.
这英文叫 revival。
And in the English, we call revival.
就是叫你重新活过来。
And you need to live again.
明白吗？
You know,
所以英国有一个大的复兴。
So in United Kingdom, there's a great revival.
在第十八世纪。
That happened around 1800.
那同时在美国呢？
In United States.
也有一个大的复兴。
There's also a revival.
不过在美国不叫大复兴。
But we don't call that a great revival.
因为你要警醒，有的人睡着了。
Because you need to be watchful. Somebody's fallen asleep.
很多人都没有听见这句话。
Many people didn't hear this word.
他们睡着了。
They fell asleep.
所以主就唤醒他。
So God needs to wake them up.
所以就有了美国的大觉醒。
So there's a great awakening in America.
那美国大觉醒是在哪里开始？
So where did this happen?
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
它的发源地就在纽泽西开始。
The starting place was from New Jersey.
离开我们很近。
Really near us.
所以明天我们要去看看这些景点。
So tomorrow we're going to see these places.
今天的纽泽西不是过去的。
The New Jersey today is not the same as the past.
今天纽泽西忙得很。
Everybody's busy.
你要从Washington Bridge 要过去。
You have to go through from Washington Bridge.
然后你有几个 Garden State Parkway， 然后再加上九十五公路等等，你这个因为在上面跑来跑去，你都不知道纽泽西发生了什么事情。
You walk on Garden State Parkway and Highway 95, and you don't know what happened.
结果没有想到在十七世纪。
But you didn't know that at the 17th century.
圣灵就在这一带中纽泽西这一带就兴起了，点起了一把复兴火。
God kindled a fire of revival here in New Jersey.
然后 George Whitfield 就来到了。
So George Whitfield went to Philadelphia.
他什么人都不认识。
He did not know anyone.
结果就碰上了这一班弟兄。
And he made these group of brothers.
然后最后他们就到了 Boston.
And they went to Boston.
George Whitfield 是对两万三千人讲道。
George Whitfield has been teaching to 23,000 people.
然后他就离开了。
And then he left.
所以这些故事呢，是美国大觉醒。
So the story is the story of American Great Awakening.
所以这一次礼拜，明天我们所要看的就是要看美国大觉醒最早最早它在什么地方发源的。
So tomorrow we want to see where did that happen.
故事呢是从 New Jersey 开始。
Started from New Jersey.
好，那么这个是十五世纪的故事。
So this was the story of 15th century.
对不起，是十六世纪。
15th century.
好，那么。过了一百年以后，
After 100 years,
果然就像圣经所说，
Just like what the Bible has said,
他们都死了。
They were all dead.
为什么死了呢？因为这些人呢，你看马丁路德是一个神学教授。
Martin Luther is a theology professor.
那么这个加尔文是律师。
Calvin was a lawyer.
他们读圣经真的很会读。
He really know how to read the Bible.
那么你看这些人都是很有学问的人。
You see that these people are all very educated.
结果呢，神就使用他们。
God used them.
那不只使用他们，
Not only God
也使用很多很多 reformer 就改革家。
God also used many reformers.
他们就发现了许多过去没有看见。
So they discovered something that they did not see in the past.
所以一百年他们就争说到底谁讲的是对，谁讲的是错。
So during these 100 years they were arguing who were right, who were wrong.
所以整本圣经只剩下真理。
So the Bible only left with the truth.
到底是对的呢还是错？
Whether it's right or wrong.
一天到晚人只知道对和错。
People just want to argue about right or wrong.
他从来没有问说神的话不光是真理，而且是生命。
But they didn't say for God that the word of God is not only true but also life.
你对了还不行，你还活着。
Not only you have to be right, but you have to be alive.
活，而且有一条路。
And there is a path to the word.
你走的什么路呢？
What kind of path do you want?
所以我们要知道说，在第那个时候是六世纪。
So we have to know that
差不多一百年。
About 100 years.
你看见说教会都是对的。
See, the church was right.
没有生命。
There was no life.
教会就而就不不是属灵的，也不是属天。
It was not spiritual. It was not heavenly.
所以下面。
So let's see the next picture.
那这个时候你知道，那个时候很有名的一幅图画。
This is a famous painting of the time.
那你看这个围着桌子啊，桌子当中有一个桌子当中有一个蜡烛。
You see that at the center of the table there's a candle.
这就代表呢这些。这个 reformer 这改革家所带来的福音的亮光。
You see that's the light that the reformers have brought in from the gospel.
但是经过一百年以后，
after 100 years,
那个光慢慢就暗了。
The light started to dim.
因为在桌子的下面有三个人。
Underneath the table there were three people.
一个是教皇。
One was the pope.
还有一个是魔鬼。
One was the Satan.
还有一个就是崇敬派。
The other one was the Anabaptist.
那么他们呢，尽量吹这个火焰，慢慢就把这个火焰就要吹熄。
They tried to blow away the light of that candle.
所以这就是教会历史经过一百年以后的情形。
That was the condition of the church history after 100 years.
那么圣灵要做什么工作呢？
So what kind of work that the Holy Spirit
要让教会活过来。
The Holy Spirit wanted the church.
现在什么都对的。
Everything's right now.
因为你讲因信称义。
You talk about justification.
所以你讲到保罗的执事。
You talk about the ministry of Paul.
其实保罗执事不光是因信称义。
But the ministry of Paul is not just justification.
还有因信成圣。还有一些的荣耀，所以他们只是注意保罗刚开始的，他们没有注意，所以就一样是完全。所以这些人，他们称他们所谓的 reform， 他是改革中的。真理是站在他们这一边。站在他们
的 truth,
那没有错，本来真理就从他们那来。
So of course, the truth came from them.
这一点我想很清楚的。
This is clear.
但是这个不是圣经全部的教训。
But this is not all the teaching of the Bible.
所以下面一张图。
So let's see the next picture.
神结果就在1650年。
So at 1650.
那不要忘记啊，这个马神使用加尔文的时候。
Don't forget that when God used Calvin.
他的日内瓦。
When he was in Geneva,
是1536年。
That was 1536.
所以差不多过了一百年。
So about after 100 years.
神在英国就兴起一班人来。
So God raised a group of people from England.
这一班人读圣经。
They read the Bible.
他们注意到。
They pay attention.
每一个基督徒圣灵就住在他们。
That the Holy Spirit dwells in every.
圣灵一定给我们亮光的。
And God will give the light.
所以要顺服圣灵来引导跟着我们。
So you have to obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主。他们活出的生活就像马太五章六章七章的生活。
The life that they live was like Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
他们不只是读圣经，
not only that they read the Bible,
而且他们活出圣经。
Also,
他们从来不带武器的。
They did not bring any weapons.
他们相信神会保护他。
Because they believe that God will protect them.
他们的见证好在一个地方。
Their testimony was so good.
圣公会的人就是英国国家教会来说，你很少在教会历史里面看到一般人像他们那样见证。
Even the Anglican Church says that it's rarely that you see a people.
所以这般人叫做贵格会。
They were called the Quakers.
明白吗？所以他们读圣经。
They read the Bible.
读到哥林多前书十四章。
They read about 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
圣灵可以在我们中间运行。
That the Holy Spirit can move among us.
或有祷告，或有诗歌。
You may pray, you may sing a hymn.
你看见吗？教会是活的。
You see the church was living.
而且那个如果那个时候看看周围的礼拜堂，每个礼拜堂又高又尖的。
You see the church building around them. Everyone is tall and has pointy.
按着名是活的，其实是死。
They have a lively name, but they're dead.
结果他们就在一个地方聚会。
So they gather together.
他们称他们聚会地方叫 meeting house.
They call their meeting place a meeting.
那么，当聚会就像圣经里面所说的一样。
So the meeting was just like what the Bible describes.
他们觉得马丁路德讲每个人都是祭司。
They know that Martin Luther talked about that everyone.
那么他们认为每个人都可以进公用。
And they know that they can be functional.
明白吗？这就是后来祭司。